30 years of joyfulness. Hashtag Stop Galamsey Now is still on. Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. We're on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and on myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up.
It's only in Africa that we can joke about these things. These things in any other jurisdiction, his head will go. He'll be made to resign.
So if at the end of the day...
Consumer protection groups and the minority pile pressure on President John Mahama to sack Communications Minister Sam George.
Yes,
following his media spat with MultiChoice Ghana, we'll also hear from subscribers and other TV viewers.
My package has been upgraded from Compact to Compact Plus.
I'm not getting it. If the case is about price reduction, it should come as a price reduction.
Some channels have been added to it.
Civil society groups to demand specific timelines and actionable solutions to clamp down illegal mining as President Mahama prepares to meet about 50 CSOs in less than 24 hours for a crucial engagement on illegal mining.
We're going to be asking him what also the timelines. Specific timelines.
One key issue, Amnesty, and of course I personally am concerned about, is the child labor issue in illegal mining. That's a huge human rights issue.
Details as University Teachers Association of Ghana gives President Mahama 2 weeks to respond to the union's proposed strategies to combat illegal mining after deferring a decision on shutting down public tertiary universities.
We actually deferred our decision to about 2 weeks' time just to give the president some time as to whether he's going to respond or not. And so if he doesn't respond in about 2 weeks, we are going to convene an emergency meeting on it.
Also coming up this afternoon, matron for Pasa Senior High Technical School justifies decision to keep bags of rice, garri, maize, beans and other food items in toilet cubicles as motivation for unpaid national service personnel. We have details of the GES investigative report whose recommendation only prescribes awareness creation, training amongst others for the breach in sports.
Boxing promoter Alex Ntiamwa threatens legal action over NSA's interim boxing committee.
We have sports and later. And the National Science and Maths quiz is returning on October 13 with balloting scheduled for today. Beyond the contest, the NSMAQ has become an event that excites and unites the nation.
There's so much that the NSMAQ has done. We're talking about national unity. It's a point of...
These and more with me, Pearl Ofori. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible. This afternoon, the controversy over the DSTV subscription charges is one that will not go away anytime soon. This is because many continue to raise concerns over what the communications minister promised and what he delivered. This afternoon, consumer protection groups and the minority are demanding the minister's resignation following the brouhaha. Speaking on Upfront on the Joy News channel, ranking member on Parliament's Communications Committee, Matthew Nyindam, is asking the communications minister to apologize to Ghanaians, accusing him of incompetence and failing to secure the promised relief for DSTV users.
We wanted a price cut. That is what he said. So if at the end of the day, you are not able to get us the price cut, the best you can do as a young man is to let Ghanaians know that, look, yes, I went in for a price cut. This is what I've said. But looking at the circumstances, I'm not able to get it. This is what I got. And everybody will be with you. But for you to now come and pride yourself that you've done something better than you promised us, we disagree because he hasn't told us why the 30% cut has not been able to actualize. He hasn't told us. He has not been able to tell us, look, I wanted the 30% cut. And that is why I am fighting and I created all the ugly noises in this country. He hasn't told us. Secondly, he has not also told us that, look, I have imposed a fine of 10,000 Ghana cedis through NCA on DSTV. And from that period to this period, this is how much we've been able to make. He hasn't told us. And then we come to criticize you, and you think that the best you can do is to insult us as a minority, tell us we are incompetent and try to lie. He told a lie. It is about being honest and sincere. That's all we are talking about.
Let's bring you more on this on the Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, who also spoke on Upfront, says there are more urgent matters than VSTV, which requires attention from the ministry, citing issues at the National Communications Authority, NCA, the telecom companies and the ministry itself as examples.
Since the minister came, has he even found out that the NCA has even done that? That is a parameter that will tell you which telco is doing well and which telco is failing. He's been showboating, and that's the word I'm going. He's been showboating for the longest time, and he's been exposed. And we see what makes me angry is he's a typical person who can dish out the heat, but he cannot take the heat. If he can't take the heat, he should get the hell out of the kitchen. Mr. Sam George, honestly, it's only in Africa that we can joke about these things. These things in any other jurisdictions, his head will go. You know, he'll be made to resign. But Ghana, we can't do that. So he'll come back again, and he has audacity to be angry and insulting people.
Well, the Parliamentary Select Committee on Information and Communications has, however, indicated it will step in to resolve the issue. According to the committee chair, Bandim Abednego, the matter requires urgent parliamentary oversight.
So I'm surprised to hear that DSTV has issued a statement just today disagreeing with what the minister had told us. It is time for the committee to step in now to invite the two bodies to hear from them and then put a position clearly. Because I thought that with the establishment of the committee that came out with the recommendations that the minister briefed us on was enough to rest the issue. But it appears that the issue is not dying off. And I think that the committee will now have to step in. I'm going to instruct the clerk of the committee to write to the ministry and DSTV so they can come and state their position. I think the National Communications Authority has to come here because it has to do with their regulatory activities here. If there is, at the end of the conversation, if the committee will have to recommend legislation to guide the pricing mechanisms.
So we're asking, what do you make of the brouhaha between DSTV and Communications Minister Sam George? Here are what the listeners of the Super Morning Show had to say.
When so many ministers came, they didn't fight for the citizens. The man who is making an effort is not being painted as an enemy. I don't understand this. So
Sam George should have calmed down. What he has done, he has not reduced the price, but he has upgraded the subscription, which to me is not bad. It's a matter of you communicating and then educating people to understand, rather than fuming and making people think that you are arrogant.
We've been searching by DSTV for a very long time. For the first time, we have a minister who is bold, who is courageous, and he's taking the system on, and we don't like it. I've been using DSTV for a very long time. They've been running promos. The promo is just a month. Let's even assume without admitting this is for 3 months. Is it not good news? So please, let's give the minister the plaudit. You might not like his temperament, but he gets the job done.
Now you are a minister. You have to at least calm down to your people. We are listening. Look at data. If you buy data, you not use it, but data will just vanish like some Amotia B come and vanish it away.
Subscribing to the compact, yesterday I realized I have been moved to the compact class, which for me, I am okay with it.
And you have some listeners of the Super Morning Show. We also went to the streets to garner the impact of this standoff on consumers.
Yesterday, I noticed my package has been upgraded from Compact to Compact Plus.
Yesterday, I experienced that there are more channels. Some channels have been added to it. So, yeah, that's what I'm experiencing now.
Which package are you on?
I'm on Compact. But it seems I'm currently experiencing the Compact Plus package.
Yeah, but I'm not getting it. If the case is about price reduction, it should come as a price reduction, not national amount of value.
I think the minister should come clear. For me, I'm a DSTV subscriber, but for a while now, I've gone off because I feel that their prices are too much.
As far as the ministry happens to be the regulators, automatically they have to make sure that it's being brought down, because since other countries were also being brought down, probably it has to be brought down.
I mean, in the beginning, the minister was advocating for a reduction in the prices. It turned out that now it is a package addition or value addition that he's talking about.
Well, we'll stay on the story because the minority is taking it a notch higher, demanding the resignation of the communications minister, Sam George. And let's cross over to my colleague, Kenneth Jesse, who is at a presser by the minority in parliament on this particular issue. Kenneth, what issues are the minority raising?
Well, the minority is saying that the communications minister, Sam George, has deceived Ghanaians. Well, they say that initially, Sam George said that Ghanaian subscribers of DSTV paid $83 equivalent for the premium bouquet and vowed to ensure that Ghanaians were paying $29 as Nigerian counterparts. And according to the minority, that was never achieved. So the deputy ranking on the Information and Communication Committee, Charles Oredu, says he's unfit to be minister and that President John Dramani Mahama should either fire him or he should resign voluntarily.
By adopting an arbitrary decision-making posture, the minister is also denying regulators, such as the NCA, the opportunity to perform their work according to law, which clearly threatens the growth of this sensitive industry. His absence also signals a breach of the president's code of conduct that requires candor and respect to all persons. Fellow Ghanaians, for this display of ineptitude, incompetence, and penchant for deceit, we of the minority demand that, one, the minister render an unqualified apology to Ghanaians for the waste of the nation's time and resources on this venture. Two, we call on him to account for the fines levied on DSTV. And three, we deem him unfit to continue as the minister for this strategic ministry.
And let's talk about illegal mining now, because this afternoon, the fight has hit a new level. As civil society organizations, CSOs, are preparing to meet President John Mahama to demand clear, actionable strategies to curb the menace. As part of efforts to tackle the environmental terrorism, over 50 CSOs will converge at the Jubilee House for a high-level engagement on Galamsey, a crisis that has destroyed over 4,700 hectares of forest reserves and severely impacted the turbidity of major water bodies. Convener for the Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Dr. Engineer Kenneth Ashibe, told Evans Mensah on PM Express yesterday that the coalition will not merely articulate problems, but will demand practicable, actionable solutions.
We are not going into this meeting to go and articulate the problems. We know very clearly what the problems are, and we know His Excellency knows what the problems are. Like we said in our last press release that we gave, we are going to go into this meeting asking His Excellency the President what his definition of success is, what he would classify as having successfully executed this particular thing. And within that, we will be asking him what the milestones within that journey is going to be. We're going to be asking him what also the timelines, specific timelines, so far as resolving this problem is concerned. We are not fixated, you know, about, we know that we need a state of emergency to be able to resolve the issues, some of the issues that are in there. But for us, it is about what his definition of what success is. Mm-hmm. What, again, would be that last resort for him? He needs to articulate that clearly for us to know.
Well, Country Director of Amnesty International, Genevieve Partington, spoke on PM Express and added that the human rights advocacy group aims to hold government accountable to international treaties and domestic laws protecting the nation from human rights abuses caused by illegal miners.
Looking at the human rights perspective, we've definitely signed on to the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. Mm. So that we've been a party to that since 2000, for example. And that protects the right to health, food, livelihoods, and the environment. And our African Charter on Human Rights and People's Rights is also quite lengthy when it talks about rights to healthy environment. So we don't shy away from treaties. We even have our own domestic laws that protect the environment and ensure that government needs to provide the right to health. I think one key issue Amnesty and, of course, I personally am concerned about is the child labor issue in illegal mining. That's a huge human rights issue. We look at pollution of our water bodies. And we also look at the, you know, indirectly linked to criminal networks. I mean, it's the same way you have land guards. If people are mining illegally, definitely there's a form of arms trafficking going on as well.
Meanwhile, ahead of the dialogue, pressure is mounting on President John Mahama to avert a potential shutdown of public universities as the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTA, gives him 2 weeks to respond to the union's proposed strategies for combating illegal mining. Let's hear from the Vice President of UTA University of Education, Winneba, Dr. Bena Tutubwaini.
We actually deferred our decision, you know, to about 2 weeks' time, just to give the president some time as to whether he's going to respond or not. And so if he doesn't respond in about 2 weeks, we are going to convene an emergency meeting on it.
Just to refresh our memory, that letter you wrote to him, what was it about? What were you asking of him?
Yes, actually, prior to the election, we had involved all major political parties, as well as the minor ones, including independent candidates, to sign a pact.
Meanwhile, in Bole, in the Savannah region, an illegal mining task force led by the DC for Bole, Abdullahi Mahmood, has destroyed 33 pieces of equipment by illegal miners at Babato on the Black Volta Lake near Bamboi. The equipment that has been destroyed includes 4 Chanfan engines, 9 destroyed, and 20 washing plants. Let's get on the phone lines and engage our reporter, Rebecca Nantogma, for details on this. Rebecca, what's the extent of devastation?
Okay, currently, as we said, the illegal miners who have been at the site have all run away. As we speak, the DC for Bole, Abdullahi Mahmood, is urging residents, most especially the youth who are into illegal mining, to stop that act. Because if you come to Bole District, especially where this illegal mining is ongoing, it's just on the Black Volta. And you go, you see some farm machines, you will see excavators. So as we speak now, nobody has been arrested. But the water bodies have been destroyed already by these illegal miners who sometimes go to work in the night. So the DC for Bole is still on his toes. Because this is just the president's district or his hometown. So this is ongoing. Then it's going to be a very big headache because all the fishermen along the Black Volta have relocated.
And Rebecca Nantogma is a Savannah regional reporter. When a yet-to-be-aired documentary by Joy News titled Dear Mahama, Stop Galamse, it urges the president to keep his promise to end illegal mining.
Dear Mahama, Stop Galamse, a Joy News series coming soon.
And we'll take you now to the Oti region. And a matron at the Pasa Senior Technical School has justified her decision to keep dozens of bags of rice, beans, gari, maize and other food items meant to feed students in toilet cubicles. Officials of the Nkwanta North District of the Ghana Education Service in that region say they discovered the phenomenon 2 weeks ago during their monitoring at the school, raising concerns over breaches in both administrative and health protocols there. The directorate had since concluded an official investigation into circumstances resulting in the menace and have published a report on the matter. My colleague James Avegi joins me in the studio with more. James, let's start with the background to this case and really the findings of the committee.
Well, Pearl, from the reports that we have cited, a team from the District Education Directorate indicated that they were chanced upon these items locked in the school's kitchen toilet cubicles during that rounds. The items include 14 bags of 50 kg rice, bags of millet, gari, beans, and other items. And upon interrogation, the matron, one Madam Atia patients admitted to keeping the items there on the blind side of the storekeeper and the head teacher. And so that's what she's been saying. And she said that she did this in order to share to the national service personnel who serve in the school because they have not been receiving their allowances. The committee said this is in breach of the health and safety protocols of the school.
James Avedio, thank you so much for that. You're listening to the Midday News. Still to come, National Science and Maths Quiz is returning on October 13 with balloting scheduled for today. Now, beyond the contest, the NSMNQ has become an event that excites and unites the nation.
It's a point of national unity. At that point in time, nobody's fighting about politics. Yeah. We are all supporting our schools.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kale Charcoal toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth because I don't have cavity thanks to Kale Charcoal toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charcoal toothpaste.
That be why I dey use Kale Charcoal toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey comot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Year is going to be sweet. I don't just feel it, I know it, because the Luckiest Season 3 is back.
And I'm about to show you how to grab your golden ticket. Just dial *712# and follow the prompts to purchase your ticket. Or go to the luckiestafrica.com, hit community ticket, and pick your lucky number.
Or let the system do its magic. Choose how much you want to spend from 1 to 5,000 Ghana cedis. You can even buy a ticket for someone else. Be someone's hero. Payment? Easy. Mobile money in Ghana or card if you're international.
One ticket can turn one CD into 500 times more. That's maths we love. Or your community could win 10 times more. So let's get lucky together. Because luck is everywhere.
October welcomes you to the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2025 at the Accra International Conference Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. It's time to turn your home ownership dreams into a lived reality. Whether you're breaking ground, building up, or simply furnishing your space, Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is designed with you in mind. The Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is powered by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and brought to you by Drive EVGH, Drive into a Sustainable Future, and supported by Virtual Security Africa, Security for All, Safety and Home Solutions. You think of a door? We have it. Superlock Technologies Limited. You deserve the best. DPS Pipes, connecting you to life. Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited, where quality meets value. Gold Key Properties, transforming the landscape. Are you da? Ghana's number one services app. Appabako Services Bebre. Special Gardens, memorable living. DBS Industries Limited. We truly are your roof experts. Door Masters, the best indoors. Lash Fortune Limited, unleashing luxury with perfection, one space at a time. LandlordAfrica.com, bringing the real estate industry to your doorstep. The Builders Market. Bathroom, get it right. Bright House Energy Limited, let's build smarter energy together. Masters in solar installation. Syntex Tank, Air Strong, Air Tough. Automation Ghana, West Africa's choice for smart solution. Interplast, we make sure water reaches you. Even Space, U-Bent Security, doors protecting lives and properties. Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investment. Western Villas, where dreams meet reality. MTN, everywhere you go. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2025. Dream it, own it, live it.
You're welcome back to the Midday News. Thanks for staying with us. It's time for sport, and Mubarak is here. What do we have in sports?
Yes, Pel. So, box office promotion CEO Alex Ntiamo has raised concerns over the legitimacy of the 9-member interim committee set up to oversee boxing in the country. Now, the sports ministry and the National Sports Authority suspended all boxing activities and dissolved the Ghana Boxing Authority after the death of Ernest Akuche, known as Bahobali.
The GBA has a constitution, and anything that is done contrary to the GBA constitution is an infringement of the constitution and is null and void. Okay. So I can tell you that the IMC taking over the mandate of running professional boxing in Ghana is inconsistent with the GBA constitution.
So you will go to court again?
Maybe, if the authority will not listen to us.
That's the CEO of Box Office Promotions, Alex Ntiamo. Back to you, Pearl.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now let's return to the Oti region. And the Ghana Armed Forces says it is in the process of establishing a regional military barracks in the capital, Dambai, as it intensifies efforts to address the recurring conflict in Nkwanta South, where tensions are currently rising again. Chief of Army Staff Major General Lawrence Gbetanu, who is on a working visit to the region, made the announcement. More in the following report.
The Nkwanta South conflict is a long-running communal and ethnic dispute in the Oti region, which has largely involved rival ethnic groups. Over the years, the tensions have flared into violence, leading to the loss of lives, destruction of property, and displacement of residents. But all that may change soon as the Ghana Armed Forces sets up a military barracks there to tackle any violence before it escalates. Chief of Army Staff Major General Lawrence Gbetanu, who is on a working visit to the area, announced the establishment of the barracks.
To enhance the military operation specifically in the Oti region, we are coming up with a new intervention where we establish a dedicated military battalion or unit for Oti region, where we position the unit or the battalion headquarters in Dambai.
The Municipal Chief Executive for Nkwanta South, Joseph Entry Awau, urged the Chief of Army Staff to provide a detachment in Nkwanta with more vehicles and logistical support to enhance effective patrols and promote lasting peace in the area.
With the volatile area of our place and where the incidents are happening, I will plead that if we can get maybe some motorbikes or pickups so that they can get easy access.